Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
AM 630.
You park in the alley.
Yeah.
And you put on a wool cap and gloves.
In the hypothetical, I put on cap and gloves.
Right. Yeah. And you reached under the seat for
A knife. I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, you ain't bringing that. And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah. In the book.
That shocking 2006 interview finally seeing the light of day last night. The interviewer is Judith Regan. She's a book publisher and the host of Judith Regan Talks, a podcast coming soon to Westwood One. Judith is here with us this morning. Judith, good morning.
Hey, Judith.
Good morning.
Well,
thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations on this interview finally seeing the light of day.
Thank you.
This is an amazing interview because it sure sounds like he's making a confession. Were you of the opinion that he was confessing to murder?
I don't think you could watch that and think otherwise because although he tried to frame it as a hypothetical, he kept falling back into, I do remember that. I remember leaving the glove. I do remember the knife. I. Mm-hmm. And he talked about remembering dropping bloody clothes. He said there was stuff everywhere after the murder. And I said, what stuff? And he said, blood. Over and over and over again. And, some of the things that he told me were so shocking. I mean, they shocked me so much. I know a lot of people who watched the interview thought, I really kept my calm and I had a poker face on. In fact, a friend of me texted me last night and said, remind me never to play poker with Judith Regan.
Yeah.
I got a very interesting text this morning from a mega NCIS criminal investigator who brought Al-Qaeda terrorist suspects to trial, and he writes, I watched the Fox show last night with Soledad and you, and it was fantastic. Your interview was very impressive. You practiced a skill that the best interviewers and interrogators master. You listened. The best method of detection, deception, is with known or verifiable facts. You were magnificent drawing out information, which would not have happened if you confronted him or challenged his story. And this is something that actually there was, I was trained by a CIA investigator who the night before went over how to approach him, how to talk to him, and how to make him feel comfortable so that he would share some of the stories that he ended up sharing.
Well, it's fascinating because
bone-chilling.
It sure was, because he keeps on talking about this as if it's a hypothetical. A bizarre feature of this, though, is that despite the fact that he's talking about it hypothetically, he claims he blacked out during the most relevant portion, the actual murders. How could that be in a hypothetical situation?
Well, it's absurd. First of all, anyone who would, and this was, by the way, his people called me to do this. I didn't chase after him and come up with this crazy idea. He wanted to do it this way. And what they told me was that he had to call the book if I did it because he wanted deniability with his children. And, it really shocks the conscience that anyone would do it this way to begin with. So what kind of an innocent person would write a book in a hypothetical voice about murdering their wife and Ron Goldman?
Right. Well, Judith, that's a great point. Now, as I'm a trained interrogator at both by CIA and DOD, and one of the things we always talk about in interviews is demeanor hits. And
right.
In this case, you had a ton of demeanor hits. One of the most prominent, which I think you would agree, is he was amazingly upbeat and almost whimsically motivated to talk about everything. How do you explain? I mean, even if I tend to believe, I'm with you, I think he did it. How do you explain him being so completely glib and almost happy to talk about it with you when you're talking about the death of his wife?
Well, I mean, you could probably address that better than I can. I'm not a psychologist or a trained investigator, but my feeling was that, A, he Love talking about it because he's back in the limelight.
Hmm.
He likes the attention, no matter what. He has to have constant attention. And I think he, one of the reasons he did the interview and did the book was because he had kind of fallen away a bit and he wanted to get back, you know, to where he was. And he doesn't differentiate between good publicity and bad publicity. I think he just craves the attention. You know, he's such a narcissist. Everything about that interview to me shocked me. You know, his demeanor shocked me, his laughing, his, you know, being whimsical, and his denial. In every story that he tells, he's the victim.
Right.
In every story that he tells, she did this to me. Even in her death, he goes to her grave and curses her and screams at her, "You should have listened to me,
Judith."
You know, and he's angry at her. As he said, his anger didn't go away. He's angry at her that she's not there anymore to abuse.
You brought up in the interview, he brought up another character. He kept referencing Charlie as if there was another person involved in this. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about that. I don't know who Charlie is. I don't know if there is a Charlie. I don't know if it's his alter ego or if it's him. Mm-hmm. In fact. I don't know. It's just what he said.
Yeah, it's bizarre. So did you ever think this interview would see the light of day all these years later?
Well, I always hoped it would because I thought it was really kind of an insightful look into the mind of a narcissist and a batterer and an abuser and a murderer. I think he gives himself away repeatedly throughout the interview. I thought it was an important thing. And, you know, this was a case that occupied so much time and energy and thought, so many books written. It was the first big real reality show because it was televised. It was like it really changed so much, and it touched on so many important aspects of life, and I wanted people to see it so they could judge for themselves. And Fox called me a couple of weeks ago and said they were going to air it, and I'm happy that they did.
Well, one quick point, I mean, if this had aired originally when it was supposed to, it could have changed the course of history.
Well, I mean, I did the interview after the trial, so I don't know because of Double Jeopardy.
Right.
But I do think it's an important piece of history.
Judith, real quick, Judith Regan Talks is your new podcast. When will people be able to hear that?
In a couple of weeks.
Okay, good.
Rolling it out.
All right, Judith Regan Talks is the podcast coming to Westwood One soon. Judith Regan, really appreciate it. Congratulations on that interview, getting to see the light of day yesterday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
844 here on WMAL.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.